This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. It's been 2 years since Colorado rolled out social equity applications for retail cannabis licenses. CPR's Jenna McMurtry reports on how the program's gone so far.
The city created the social equity licenses to make it easier for low-income business owners and those previously arrested for cannabis offense to get a retail license. It aimed to reduce accessibility barriers that have made it difficult for some to start a cannabis business. So, since 2021, Denver has only given out licenses to those who qualify for the social equity program. In its first year, there were 20 active social equity licenses out of 1,000 total licenses. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
It could be illegal to sell gas-powered leaf blowers and lawnmowers in Metro Denver starting in 2025. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The plan would help bring the Front Range into compliance with federal ozone standards. Along with banning sales, local governments couldn't use smaller gas-powered equipment during the summer starting in 2025. Lawn care companies would face similar restrictions in 2026. The Regional Air Quality Council, a planning agency for the Front Range, voted nearly unanimously for the proposal, but the state's top air regulator objected, saying it didn't account for the impact on small businesses. It now moves to a state board for a final vote later this year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Regional Air Quality Council is a financial supporter of CPR News. Express lanes on I-70 through Denver will start charging tolls on Tuesday. The Colorado Department of Transportation waived those fees for the past year to test its new systems. The agency's Central 70 project has overhauled a 10-mile stretch of I-70 from north of downtown to Aurora. Toll prices will depend on the time of day, but they'll run somewhere between $1.50 and $4.50 with an express toll pass. Motorcycles, commercial vehicles, and carpoolers with an HOV tag are exempt. This is CPR News and KRCC.